Consider this scenario. Marketing plays a crucial role in the success of franchising. Understanding its aspects can significantly impact business growth and franchisee satisfaction. In this chapter, we will explore key marketing strategies tailored for franchising. Get ready to uncover practical insights and elevate your marketing approach in this dynamic field. This lesson will guide you through understanding dual marketing objectives in franchising. You will learn to apply a structured marketing framework across different phases. Next, master strategies for customer attraction and retention at the store level. Additionally, we will summarize the benefits of cooperative marketing funds. We will examine the factors influencing fund contributions. Finally, discuss best practices for timing fund collection to enhance marketing initiatives. Understanding marketing in franchising means recognizing its dual purpose. For franchisers, effective brand building draws in high-quality franchisees and fosters geographical expansion. Meanwhile, franchisees focus on driving customer footfall and loyalty to boost sales and profit. However, differing objectives can create tension, as prioritizing one can compromise the other. Thus, it's crucial to balance resource allocation, securing brand equity, while also promoting local demand generation. Marketing unfolds as a continuous framework, adjusting to different phases, markets, and customer behaviors. During pre-launch, focus on creating awareness and building excitement with teasers, banners, and localized coming soon messages. When the launch arrives, it's time for a high-impact trial, utilizing print, flyers, SMS, and grand events to draw customers in. After launching, prioritize retention and referral through regular communications and customer engagement programs. Streamline your efforts with meticulous planning, selecting high-impact media, and aligning strategies with seasonal trends. Always execute efficiently to enhance profitability for all stakeholders. Phase-specific marketing showcases how targeted strategies align with distinct campaign stages. During the pre-launch phase, Pizza Hut builds anticipation with festive teasers and exclusive online listings. In contrast, Babyo employs outdoor ads and social countdowns to engage their audience. At launch, Pizza Hut releases a limited-time triple treat box on Foodpanda, while Babyo utilizes high-frequency outdoor promotions. After the launch, Pizza Hut focuses on remarketing efforts, whereas Babyo enhances loyalty engagement through direct communications. Each phase is designed to meet specific objectives, contributing to overall campaign success. Attracting and retaining customers hinges on effective marketing strategies. To start, design sharp below-the-line programs tailored to align with your product, customer needs, and unique selling propositions. Next, create a welcoming ambience that fosters a friendly store vibe and ensures consistent operational execution. It's also essential to communicate prices and promotions clearly, using transparent offers to avoid any feelings of post-purchase regret. Finally, demonstrating the product effectively can educate customers and build their confidence in making a purchase. Attracting and retaining customers relies heavily on exceptional service that converts and delights. Guiding comparisons and addressing customer needs can create a fulfilling experience that encourages repeat visits. Additionally, suggestive selling techniques can lift the ticket size by bundling compliments and justifying value. Engaging customers through CRM systems keeps them informed about new products and promotions, maintaining their connection. Tracking daily store KPIs, such as footfalls and sales, enables quick adjustments for better performance. Finally, retaining customers requires benchmarking against competitors and efficiently resolving complaints to minimize churn. Cooperative marketing funds play a vital role in supporting local advertising initiatives for partners. These pooled vendor resources reduce financial burdens while enhancing brand visibility. They empower partners to create tailored campaigns that resonate with their local markets. Automation of processes ensures efficiency in allocation and tracking, which fosters transparency. Finally, increased visibility into usage helps link marketing actions to outcomes, boosting accountability and returns. As we delve deeper into cooperative marketing, let's explore the critical aspects that enhance its effectiveness. Enhanced collaboration fosters shared costs and responsibilities, strengthening joint planning and execution. This leads to increased marketing efficiency as added resources uplift local ads and enable smarter spending. Notably, boosted sales and penetration arise as targeted joint campaigns reach wider audiences, driving conversions. Accountability and ROI tracking ensure that fund allocation is transparent and performance is measurable. Finally, compliance with brand guidelines maintains consistency across partners and channels, preserving brand integrity. Determining appropriate contributions to a cooperative marketing fund is crucial. Start with a baseline requirement of 5 to 10% of gross sales, combining national and local spend. Brands in the consumer category, like fast food and retail, often trend toward the higher end of that percentage. In a competitive market, be prepared to position closer to the top of the range. Additionally, remember that businesses with higher margins can afford larger contributions, while those with thin margins should be more cautious. Lastly, younger systems may need to phase up their contributions, while mature systems can standardize within the established band. Understanding the timing of cooperative fund collection is essential as it shapes franchisee expectations. In younger systems, collection can be deferred, allowing franchisees to prioritize local spending. Conversely, mature systems should collect and manage funds corporately from the outset. However, deferring collection risks resistance if a national fund is later introduced. The recommended approach is to collect early, offer rebates with proof of advertising, and earmark funds for system-wide support. Let's review what we've covered in this lesson on marketing aspects in franchising. Effective marketing options are essential for establishing and growing a franchise brand. Distinct marketing activities are necessary during pre-launch, launch, and post-launch phases. Ongoing efforts to attract and retain customers are vital for franchise success. Collaborative marketing funds enhance efficiency, accountability, and brand consistency. Clear guidelines for contributions and collection ensure effective use of cooperative marketing funds. This understanding will be essential for applying these concepts in your franchise journey.